Francis, FRANCIS, Ditta, DITTA, 11-16-62, my pleasure. Chief complaint, headache, number one, cough, number two, congestion, number three, dizziness, number four, ear pain, number five, patient has lost over 110 pounds, she did have diabetes and high blood pressure, but with gastric sleeve, she's lost the weight, now with the gastric sleeve, she's not on B12 supplementation. I did look at her blood work from 2 years ago, and the B12 was done, which was borderline low, and I told her that she needs to be on B12 from now on. Period. Her A1C was 6.2. Her cholesterol is a little bit elevated. For this reason, her cholesterol was increased to 20 milligram a day from 10, which is the only medicine she's taking at this time period. New paragraph, family history. Mom and dad were divorced years ago. Doesn't know much about dad. There is history of diabetes and coronary artery disease in the family. Colonoscopy, she gets that every couple of 3 years because of diverticulosis. No polyps in the past. Mammogram is up to date. Eye exam is up to date. Up to date. Social merit, between 20 to 25 years, she says. Never had any children. She is a data analytical engineer for J.P. Morgan Chase. Surgery, foot surgery, LASIK eye surgery, and hysterectomy. Medical problems, again, diabetes, hypertension, anxiety. Some of that stuff has resolved, increased cholesterol because of the 110-pound weight loss. She also suffers from sleep apnea, uses CPAP, but sometimes chooses not to do so. COVID immunization is up to date. She's alert, she's awake, allergy none. 185 pounds, 99%, 99.5, 18, 102, 158 over 87. Heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. As far as patient sinus infection is concerned, Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, Rocephin, and Dexamethasone were given and prescribed. Number two, must take B12, 1 cc, 1,000 mcg every 3 weeks. Number three, history of neuropathy. Number four, history of diabetes. Number five, blood pressure has been very much controlled at home. It's elevated today because of the fact that she's sick. Number six, colonoscopy is up to date. Number seven, mammogram is up to date. Number eight, sleep apnea. Number nine, RVH, noted pericardiogram. Next number with family history of stroke. I looked at her carotid. The carotid shows some obstruction, but minimal. Next number, diet and exercise. She exercises on a regular basis. Next one is facial pain related to her sinusitis. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is vertigo, multifactorial. Next number, man, what does this say? Next number, never stop your B12 supplement. Oh, next number, status post gastric sleeve. Next one, as we discussed, pernicious anemia and the causes and the insidiousness of the onset of symptoms and other issues. She's very intelligent and wants to know all about low B12 and why she needs to be supplemented and why it has to be an IM, sub-Q injection. Secondary to the fact that she's most likely lost her extrinsic factor after gastric sleeve surgery. Thank you.